Gerard, Mike, and Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. How's the knee, man? We saw you back out there trying to fight through that, but you got to play last week.
It's coming along, you know, just working every day, trying to get better each and every day, and you know, hopefully it continues to improve.
Noticed you're out there. I think the number was 31 of the 81 plays, but the one thing I noticed, you didn't have that green dot on, Brandon Spikes. Was that mainly because maybe there was some limited action for you, or was there something else there?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a coach's decision, and, you know, I didn't play that much, so, you know, he just felt that it was better to give it to him, so we'll see what happens.
Lou just said the 31 plays drought. I wonder, from a physical standpoint, could you have played more? Is there a ramping up coming off the injury? Do you hope to be able to kind of ramp up those defensive snaps as you start to get healthier?
Yeah, I definitely hope to get back out there with the guys and play more, obviously. You know, going into the Steeler game, you know, I had a role that the coaches gave me for that game and try to go out and do my best. So, you know, hopefully I get to play a little bit more.
There's a lot of talk about the word communication, whether it's Belichick, was a lot of guys on the defensive side of that football. Maybe the communication wasn't there. Maybe some were in man, others were in zone. Is that something that, you know, here you are now, you know, 7 weeks into the season, does it get frustrated at times that maybe the communication isn't maybe where you would like it to be?
You know, different things happen on football teams, and, you know, injuries are, you know, a huge part of communication. Anytime you have, you know, different guys back there, you have to talk to them differently. You have to, you know, make adjustments differently. And that's up to us up front, you know, linebackers, making sure everyone's on the same page. So, you know, we take that burden, and hopefully it improves this week.
Yeah, you've said that before. You really take pride in that, the communication part of it, as a captain, a guy who's worn that green dot before. You've been on the team. Does it usually get better as the season goes on, Gerard? Is it something that, as a team, you're expecting week by week, the communication at some point doesn't become an issue on a defense?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it has to get better. And anytime you have that continuity with a group of guys, you know, the communication is going to improve. You know, those two things go hand in hand. Anytime you have a group that's, you know, been together for a little while, been through the battles, been through the games together, you know, the communication is going to improve.
No, we had Rodney Harrison talking last night and recently, last couple of days, talking about this defense. Saying that he didn't like the way it was played, thought that it was too soft as far as the DBs go, and maybe not enough speed on that defensive side of the ball. He's pretty critical about that defense this week.
Yeah, you know, Rodney's going to say what he wants to say. You know, he's not in this locker room. So, you know, I'm loyal to these guys in this locker room. But, you know, Rodney's a great player. Yeah, he's entitled to his opinion. And, you know, I think we have the guys on this team and on this defense to be successful and to be a good defense.
We're talking to Gerard Mayo here. It's a Patriots Friday, Mutt and Lou. Vince Wilfork talked about yesterday about the front seven. And because the defensive secondary, Gerard, I don't know if you've heard a lot of it, but they're coming under a lot of fire for what happened against Pittsburgh. And Vince came out and said, look, it's about our front seven. It's about us. We have a responsibility. Do you feel that same way, that when the guys are coming under fire and teams are passing for big yards on you, that as a front seven, you've got to be able to find a way to create pressure and get after the quarterback?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I agree with Vince. And, you know, it's everyone. You know, the deep passes, you know, sometimes has to do with the pass rush, the short passes. Sometimes have to do with the linebackers. You know, it all goes hand in hand. The pass rush and the coverage has to match. You know, we're just not getting that done right now. And, you know, we take that burden on as a defensive unit. You know, it's not just the secondary, it's not just the corners or the safeties. It's all of us, so.
I know you take a lot of pride. I'm wondering, how much does it get under your skin when you hear a guy like Hines Ward, who was questionable last week and comes out afterwards and says, you know, we watched film and they don't have this guy, this guy, that guy back there anymore. And, you know, they didn't really need me this week to go out there and win.
You know, it's tough to hear things like that, but, you know, at the same time, you know, hindsight's 2020. You know, he didn't say it before a game or anything like that, but, you know, it is tough to hear that. Like you said, I'm prideful, especially when, you know, when it comes to defense. And, you know, we just have to continue to get better and, you know, strike fear in other people, and that's what we're working towards.
Okay, so you see that you don't know what the Giants are going to do injury-wise. I see Bradshaw might play, might not play, but this looks pretty confident saying this. Brandon Jacobs going to play a little bit more on Sunday. That is a big boy, Gerard. At Auburn, he was a monster. Now he's gone to the NFL. What's it like playing a guy like Jacobs, that size, that speed, that position as the Giants running back?
Yeah, he's a big guy. You know, we've been fortunate enough to, you know, play him in the preseason every year. And he's a big boy, like you said. And it all comes down to game tackling. You know, one person rarely takes him down. He's a tough runner, downhill guy. And, you know, he'll be a great challenge for us.
You know, I always go back to this game preseason against Tampa where you were active, you're running through their line. I mean, there's double teams everywhere, you're blitzing. It looked like that attacking defense that maybe we were going to see. And I don't know. It just seems like you haven't seen much of that. Haven't seen you active in that in the defensive offensive backfield. More of that read react. Is that just the style the way it goes? Or is it because of injuries, maybe performance up front that you're limited in what you can and can't do?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're a game plan defense, and you know, the game plan could change each and every week. You know, I said that right after the Tampa game. I said, hey, the next week we might, you know, play all coverage, or you know, we might blitz again. So it's all up to, you know, Matty P and Coach Belichick what they want to do for that week, and whatever the game plan is, you know, you just have to roll with it and see what happens.
Against a Giant team, mentioned Jacobs, they got a quarterback here in Eli Manning you've seen a little bit. It seems like he is a player maybe gotten better, Gerard, that as the years have gone on, he doesn't make as many mistakes. As you watch tape on the Giants, what do you see in their quarterback, Eli Manning?
Yeah, like you say, he's not making the big mistake. You know, he's protecting the football. You know, those guys are making great, great plays on the outside. You know, Nicks and Bradshaw's running the ball well, catching the ball well, and you know, like you say, just not making the big mistake, keeping those guys on the field. So it'll be a great challenge for us, especially with Cruz and, you know, those wide receivers. It'll be a great challenge for us.
Is it difficult? I know you heard last year, a couple years back, rather, the 4th and 2 in Indy, and then 2.5 minutes timeouts, 2-minute warning, and you go for the onside kick rather than kickoff. As a defensive unit, that's got to be something that motivates you, too, moving forward.
Yeah, it definitely motivates us. You know, most people say that's a slap in the face of defense. I've always looked at it as, you know, confidence in the defense. And if we don't get it, us going out there making plays. In the Pittsburgh game, that's what we did. You know, we had a chance to win the game at the end. Now, even though we didn't play well the whole game, that last series was pretty good. And we turned a field goal situation into a punt situation. And, you know, I like those situations.
I hate to bring this up before I let you go, but I'm looking at the Tennessee football results chart here. It has not been a good run for your Vols. 14-3 last Saturday night. What's going on with your Tennessee football team, Gerard Mayo?
It's tough, man. I hate to use the word, but hey, rebuilding.
Oh, it's a rebuilding year.
Hey, we're rebuilding, man. Hey, don't worry. We'll be back on top soon.
Gerard, appreciate it, man. Good luck against Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next week. Hear me, the Giants. We'll talk to you next
Pittsburgh.
Week.
I'm about to say, we're playing them again this week. I've been watching the wrong film.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, bro.